Hi, everyone, and welcome back to this week's weekly roundup with the California Aggie. I'm your host, Maya Rehanian, the new media manager of the Aggie, and I am so excited to share some of the top stories with you from this week. Let's chat.
I know sometimes I'm slow to tell you. No one else's fault but mine.
If you're wondering what song we'll be listening to this week, you can check it out in this week's Culture Corner, written by Sarah Hahn. The song is Little Bit More by Suriel Hess.
I fall in love with you a little bit more. Little bit more.
Let's get into our top stories. Starting off with some news. ASUCD spring elections are this week. So today, April 28th, is the very last day to cast your vote in the ASUCD spring elections. Voting closes at 8 p.m. and can be done via their website, which is elections.ucdavis.edu. On the ballot are three measures, including the Green Initiative Fund, TGIF for short, fee referendum, which provides grant funding for many on-campus sustainability projects, such as the zero-emission Unitrans buses and the community fridges, and is funded by student fees. The measure will renew TGIF with a quarterly student fee of $3.50 beginning next year and increasing by about 50 cents every year, capped at $8. To read more about TGIF, check out our article about the initiative that went up earlier this week, linked in the show notes. The other offices up for election are the executive ticket, six Senate positions, external affairs vice president, student advocate, international student representative, and transfer student representative. To read about most of these candidates' platforms, read our Meet the Candidates piece, as well as our editorial board's endorsements for the positions, both linked in the show notes.
Oh, I hope I show it, just in case you need to know.
During April, there have been multiple events held surrounding the rights of trans youth in the Davis community. On April 22nd, Dr. Colin Wright spoke at an event at the Mary L. Stevens Davis Library, hosted by Yolo County Moms for Liberty, about the biology of sex and gender curricula in California public schools. The event sparked controversy amongst many in Davis who believed it was transphobic, and the Davis Phoenix Coalition and many community members gathered to protest in opposition to the event. One protester was Rachel Warren, a scientist and engineer from Davis. She said she protested the event because there's no place in Davis for right-wing transphobia and misinformation, and using science as a pretext for bigotry and fascism is just plain wrong. As a scientist, I denounce that. A pseudoscientist and entomologist has no credentials to be speaking to whether or not gender and sex are binary or non-binary. And the science shows that it's a spectrum. And if he was a true scientist, he would know that.
Even on the days I'm not so sure, I fall in love with you a little bit more.
At the Davis Joint Unified School District School Board meeting on April 6th, during the public comment portion of the meeting, many residents shared support for trans youth, while some residents expressed anti-trans rhetoric. Much of the conversation surrounded a recent drag workshop hosted by the Davis Queer Teen Group, which is a subgroup of the Davis Phoenix Coalition. One speaker said that she felt the drag workshop was sexual and said that the organization was committing predatory behavior and asked the school district to break ties with the Davis Phoenix Coalition. Many others spoke in support of the coalition and its workshop, including Anoush Jajorian, founder of Inclusive Futures Consulting and director of YOLO Rainbow Families, who said that the event was well received and the teens who attended had fun. A representative for DJUSD said that when students have a strong belonging at school, they perform better, have more meaningful relationships, and as a result, they have increased opportunities for the future. Our We All Belong resolution aligns with legislation, board policy, and administrative regulations. Our top priorities are to ensure the safety, well-being, and mental health of our students and to ignite their love of learning, all while increasing their feelings of acceptance in their community.
You try your best to show your worst, baby, you can rest assured I'll always be here for you.
All right, let's chat about some fun stuff. UC Davis's 54th Whole Earth Festival, also known as WEF, will be held from May 12th to 14th this year. The theme this year is Sell Out to Love, which is inspired by the organization's commitment to partnering with all locally owned businesses during the event. WEF is a family-friendly, zero-waste event that began in 1969 and features artisans, food, and musical performances. The festival will take place during Mother's Day weekend on the quad from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Friday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. WEF co-unit director and fourth-year sociology and art studio double major, Madeline DeRossi, said that the festival is still seeking volunteers and that those who do sign up to volunteer will receive a free specially designed shirt and a meal. The form to sign up is in the full article linked in our show notes.
Can't explain it, and I don't know what to call it, all I know.
In sports news, on picnic day, UC Davis women's water polo celebrated their senior day. Even though the team unfortunately lost in overtime, 12-13, the game was full of fun back-and-forth action and high-level play. According to fourth-year center Noelle Winbelt, the game left the team feeling good as they continue their journey to the postseason. As she says, we all played really well, which is a good feeling, heading into the last individual conference game in Hawaii, and then the conference championships. Of course, it's not fun to lose, but we all played really well, and we were on the same page for the whole game, which, in my opinion, is a better way to lose. I think we're all really excited for the last few games, and this game definitely set us in a cohesive and confident mindset to potentially play Long Beach again.
Even on the days I'm not so sure, I fall in love with you a little bit more.
All right, that's all I got for you guys today. I hope you're all staying cool. It's a warm, warm weekend we got in Davis, so savor it while you can because there is some rain around the corner. I hope you guys all have a lovely rest of your day, and I'll chat with you next week. Let's close it out with some more music.
Fall in love with you a little bit more. Fall in love with you a little bit more.